big one.
Wow, it feels tall. Taller than you now. All right, so I'm Jordan, for those who don't know. And today I'd like to ask you guys, including myself, are you prepared for Christ's return? So, how as an unsaved man or a woman can you prepare to meet God? So, over here in Romans 6:23, if you have your Bibles. Let me get my reading glasses real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so over here it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." So, I originally had like another little life situation I could have given for this verse, but today on TikTok, and I think all of us have TikTok. So I saw this TikTok, and it was this girl's 16th birthday. And for her birthday, she got a brand new Tesla, which I mean, like, I would love to have a Tesla, come on now. So, she got that, and she got $1,600 on the side. But, of course, she was mad. She was like, "I wanted a Mercedes, and this is only $1,600? Like, I'd be thankful enough just for the $1,600. And so, you already know how her parents felt. They were pretty mad how they spent $40,000, if not more, on this brand new Tesla. And so the doctor told them to go and return it and get her a Mercedes. So like, all right, fine, I'll go return it. And then they came back with like some little cheap little car, which if I was a parent, I wouldn't even give her anything, to be honest. So how does this tie back to Romans 6:23? So God gave us this gift, which was Jesus Christ. And in my opinion, that's like the best gift that we could ever receive.
Amen.
And as an unsaved person, you have the choice to either accept that gift or to not. And most of the time, you can witness, and I've witnessed too about this before and whatnot, and I asked them, like, "Do you think you're ready or whatnot?" And they're like, most of the time, like, "No." And they have the choice to accept their gift or his gift, and they just say no to it. And sometimes God will give us grace, just like in the story how they were graceful to her daughter and gave her like a car. And like God will give you like another chance to accept his gift. But if you die and you go up to get judged as an unsaved person, you meet with God, his punishment for you, he's not going to give you no more grace. You die and you go to hell. That is the death in this verse. So how can we prepare as an unsaved person? Simply just accept his gift and get saved. And if you're not saved, well, there you go. Just accept his gift. And so now, how is a saved man or woman can you prepare? So over in 1 Corinthians 4:12. "Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble." So, if you're saved and you die or you get raptured out, you go up to this place or to the judgment seat of Christ. And basically, the works that you did for him as a saved man will be tried by fire. And out of that would either come gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble. That wood, hay, and stubble that comes out of that fire is like the wasted time that you could have done something for the Lord. So like, basically, you could be playing video games for like 8 hours a day, but instead, he could have at least put aside at least 30 minutes to read your Bible, but he didn't. So, but the important thing here, though, is the gold, silver, precious stones. So imagine that your mom gives you a chores list to do when she leaves the house. And you have to get those chores done before she comes back. So either you're going to be the person that is going to do those chores right away, do them how she wants them to be done, and she's going to come back, she's going to be all happy and whatnot, and she might even reward you. Or you're just not going to do them, and she's going to come back, and she's going to be very mad. So, when we die, and we're up there in front of God, and if we didn't do what we need to do, which is get these gold, silver, precious stones, he's going to be disappointed in us, which is not good. And in fact, you may even appear naked unto him, which is found in 2 Corinthians 5:3. Or he could have done these chores, which get that gold, silver, precious stones, and he's going to be very happy with you. He's going to reward you. He's going to give you crowns. And then you may even get a return with Christ, which will be epic, in my opinion. And if you don't know what these three things are, gold represents the deity of Christ, so we need to recognize who he is and we need to glorify him. And then for the silver, that represents his redemption. So he was that sacrifice, so therefore that we can get saved. So we need to be that sacrifice for him, which is then also found in Romans 12:1, which is also the will of God. And for the precious stones, that represents the people that we influence within our lives. So we need to like spread and share God's love and his desire for them to be saved, which is found in Zechariah 9:16 and Malachi 3:16 and 17. So, how is the world preparing for Christ's return? Well, the short answer is they're not. So if we go to Luke 17:28 and 29, it says over here, likewise also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. So, in today's world, it's moving along as normal. You eat, you drink, you buy stuff, you sell, and you build. It's basically what's going on in the world, just moving as normal. And they have no idea that there is a second coming, which is that day in this verse. And in fact, the world is trying to hide it from you and from everybody else. Whether that is censoring him on the media or with science and trying to disprove everything that's related to God, which is funny enough because if you look into science enough, it will prove its existence. So it also talks about in Isaiah 5:20 that evil will become good and good will become evil. And what that means is with evil becoming good, as you can see in these days, there's a lot of transgenders and whatnot, which is not what God intended it to be in the Bible. And with that good and evil, if you're here this past Sunday where Bob talked about how there's like this 5-year-old kid who went to a Chiefs game and wanted to go cheer on his team, which there's nothing wrong with that. And on one side of his face, he had red face paint, and on the other side, it was like black face paint. And I guess some guy looked at that and he's like, yep, that kid's a racist. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with just cheering on for your favorite team. And now that kid is just being marked as a racist, as being spread all throughout the internet. And when I was 5, I didn't know what racism was. And so it's kind of sucks how corrupted humans' minds are these days. And also the world might even try to stop you from preparing for Christ's return. So in John 14:30, it talks about how the devil is the prince of this world, or basically like the ruler. So like, this is his playground that we're on. So he can do anything he wants within our lives to therefore try to stop us from doing what we need to do for the Lord or from you getting saved. So how to beat that, though? It's a fairly simple answer. This. It is written. And so basically, what I'm going to leave you off here with today is would you rather be a part of the world unprepared as a saved or unsaved person, and then when you die and go up into heaven and meet God, he's going to be very disappointed in you? Or do you want to follow God and do what he wants you to do, and when you die and he meets you, he's going to be very happy and just loving? So I just have one more question to ask you guys. Are you prepared for Christ's return? And that's all I have.
Amen.